This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Good morning, boys and girls. Ready to rock and roll on a Friday. I hope you all are doing well out there. Hope life is good as we head into the weekend. Sean Stanley and myself are coming to you live, baby, from Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. Yes, sir. Come on out to 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 and Pines, and come on by and say hi. We'll be out here for a couple of hours having some fun. We got several guests for you today. Ira Winderman. Do you think Ira's going to be convinced by now about the Heat? Or is he still going to be moving the goalposts?
He's going to move the goalposts. What he does. It's what Ira does. He's the cup half full guy, right?
Yes. Yeah, well, maybe not half full. It's completely overflowing.
With Ira, yeah, it is. It is. It really is. Look.
Because I was thinking about it because, you know, he struggled to come around with the Brooklyn Nets last year.
Yes.
It took him forever to realize that they weren't going to be anything. And so, you know, I'm just wondering how long is it going to take him for this?
I'm more scared of the Brooklyn Nets this year than I was last year.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That is accurate right now. That is absolutely accurate, man. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Ira will join us at 10:30. Manny Navarro will stop by at 11. We'll get Cameron Wolf also at noon. So we got a lot of things, a lot of people to talk to. Not necessarily a ton of things to talk about, but we will do our best today here on a Friday here at Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. Don't forget, folks, to please smash the hell out of the like button. Very important you smash the like button whenever you're downloading the show, watching it, whatever it is. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify or Stitcher, man, hit the like button. If you're watching it on YouTube, please hit that like button. Very, very important, man. I see Jamie Zorria, number one in the house. Brian Walters says Panthers have a good chance to get into the playoff. Pittsburgh plays Boston on Saturday. Panthers play a 23-win team. Yes, they do, in Columbus. Let's see if they can get it done. Yes, let's see. We will find out. But a really good win for them yesterday, and Tkachuk had the hat trick. It was good. It was good. Giovanni is in the house. Gus 1388. Rick D-Man is in. Burnell Hepburn is in. Gordon Shumway, Drago, Brunel Hepburn. Oh, we read that one already. Nizzle says, big ups to my guy Sean Stanley for holding it down every day, bro. Rick D-Man is telling me to check Cash App. Ah, remember, you can make a donation through Cash App or Venmo. And that is Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show. Rick, thank you, my man, for the donation at Cash Big O Show on Cash App. He says, good morning. Not much, but here's some support. Sir, every bit of support you give us is absolutely a blessing. So thank you. We really appreciate that, man. Very nice of you to support us here on the program. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. So remember, you can always make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show, and you can make a Bitcoin donation too. Bitcoin making a little climb now. It's at 28,400. It was, like at the low 28.1, 27.9 there, and all of a sudden now there's this little run going on, so I'm wondering, here we go. We're going to bust through 29 again. We shall see. We shall see. But remember, you can make a Bitcoin donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That is Cash Big O Show. Been going back and forth with Hateful Steve all morning long there on Venmo. He is a trip, dude. He is an absolute trip. Anyway, so a lot of things locally. We've got the Canes this weekend Tomorrow at 6:09, we'll be watching FAU and San Diego State. And then at 8:49, we'll watch UM taking on UConn. So that's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow, man, getting ready for an experience that none of us have ever had. You know, if you're a FAU fan and if you're a Miami fan, this is an experience we've never had. Sure, all of us have watched Final Fours. We've watched other teams go to the Final Four, but you've never watched your favorite Miami Hurricanes go to the Final Four. Or for those of you that are FAU Owls fans, you've never watched your team, you know, really do anything in the tournament overall, much less the Final Four. So it's pretty cool to, you know, experience that. Tomorrow we're going to be, this is going to be one of the greatest moments in South Florida sports history. You know, because how many opportunities are we ever going to get? Probably never again in our lifetime. Just like getting the Big Three, that was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You know, getting Marino was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. The undefeated season, once-in-a-lifetime thing. It happens, right? The 03 Marlins. Not the 97 Marlins. The 97 Marlins were supposed to win the World Series. You know what I mean? They were loaded. They had veterans. Like, they came out of spring training. I want to say they were like 25-7 or something stupid. It was like a ridiculous spring training record, right? They were loaded. And they went on to add more people as the season went on. Huizenga was, you know, he was spending cash. So by them winning the World Series, that wasn't a shock. That was like, well, you guys are loaded. You guys should be challenging. The 03 Marlins, that's something you may never see again, just like the Kansas City Royals in their town. They saw a whole bunch of young guys have career years all at once with only a couple of veterans that you needed to get you over the top, which is rare in baseball. And that's the thing. You know, we've had moments in sports history here in South Florida that they are moments that you have to appreciate, because you will probably never watch another defensive back for the Miami Dolphins intercept 10 balls. Do you understand? There are certain things that have gone on in the history of time in South Florida, and that happens in every town, every sports town out there. Some of their teams, some of their players do something that was extraordinary, rare, and something you'll never experience again, probably. Because we'll never probably see another Marino again. Okay? Just, we'll probably never see another undefeated Dolphins team. See what I'm saying? And we're never, ever going to see this again. We're never going to see two South Florida basketball teams in the Final Four. It's something we have to appreciate. You know who does this to us all the time? Eric Spoelstra. He gets a bunch of scrubs and he goes 31-10, and then we're expecting him to win 50 games next year with the same scrubs, which it's like, you know, it's once in a lifetime, bro. He can only do that once with that group. Can't do it again. Last year, they were right there, a shot away from advance. Where are they this year? Not even close. The year of the bubble, everything fell into place. Unfortunately, the injuries at the end kind of derailed it. But was that team really that team? No. The following year, you saw it. They couldn't go back to the finals. So you have your moments where you're going to experience something, appreciate it, because you will never experience it again. I don't want to say that the University of Miami basketball team or FAU will never make it to another Final Four again. That's possible. That's possible, but I can guarantee you this, you'll never see FAU and UM in a Final Four ever again. Ever. That's once in a lifetime. That's you live to watch Marino, God bless you. You'll never see another one again. Oh, you saw the undefeated season? God bless you. You'll never see that again. Oh, you witnessed the Big Three? Yeah, you'll never, ever have that experience ever again. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Heat down by two games,
Game three, down by 11 in the third quarter, and Dwayne Wade wakes up, and you'll never, ever experience a comeback like that ever again. You know, these are moments that appreciate it because, you know, when you're in it, you don't necessarily appreciate it nearly as much. Then when you're away from it, you're going to go, wow, man, that bubble run was pretty special. I know they didn't win, but that was amazing. Damn, X's season 2 years ago with 10 interceptions. Holy crap, dude. That was awesome. These are things that we've never experienced. These are moments we've never experienced. Embrace it tomorrow, man. Going to be a lot of fun, and I am praying, hoping, pulling that FAU and UM win, because there nothing would be better for us to have a University of Miami and FAU finals in the NCAA, which again would add to what I just told you, because I can guarantee you, you'll never see them in the Final Four again together, and you'll certainly never see them in the finals ever again if that by some miracle this happens on Saturday, that both our local teams end up winning and advancing. Appreciate it, folks. This is pretty cool. Yes, sir.
Two things. One.
Yes.
Ira found the happy place.
Really? He did?
Yes. The Sioux City Skyforce are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
Jamal Cain hit the winning three for them. He's the two-way player for the Miami Heat.
Right, so right.
There's our good news.
Okay.
See? It's not all bad.
Okay.
Not all bad.
All right. All right.
And then on the once
so,
in a...
Oh, so then why don't we just send the G League team to the playoffs instead of the Heat?
That's not the G League team out there. Minus Jimmy Butler. And then Bam every once in a while, and Tyler everyone. But and the once in a lifetime thing, if you're a wrestling fan, sometimes you get it twice. They build Rock versus John Cena once in a lifetime. That was until they saw the money coming in. They re-ran it back the next year.
But was it as special?
I think the first one was more special because nobody thought The Rock would. Yes, it was in Miami, but nobody really. I don't think everybody thought The Rock would win because Cena was the full-time wrestler. The Rock was part-time. Wasn't even part-time at that time. He had came in just to, yeah, for just a few, show, yeah. few shows.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody thought that, you know, he would actually win it, even though it was in Miami and everything was leaning that way. I just thought something would happen where he wouldn't win it. And then when he won it, it really, you know.
I was surprised he went back at that time because your body, you put your body through some hell. And
yeah,
you're better off doing movies, bro. Making more
but movies. Also, he understands that he wouldn't be where he is if without it wasn't for that mainstream, you know, the you know, there. And so I think every once in a while he just peeks in there to help, one, the company that was loyal to him and allowed him. Although.
Like Jericho does.
Although Vince McMahon, for the first five films, was executive producer for all The Rock's first five films. I think it was five or six. He was written in as executive producer. So he was making money on it there, you know. So
right.
Not that his first five or six were great box office hits as they've been lately, but.
But he gave him a little cash.
Yeah, he was getting it there, yeah. You know. And then he would just show up every once. Like there was a Raw in Miami that The Rock wasn't even going to be on. And then he ended up being in town. And they were like, hey, if you want to stop by. And he's. Came in.
Okay.
Did the intro and left.
There you go. All right. Terry Lynch is in the house. Alex Palenzuela, Nico Jones. Dolphin 5413 reminding everybody to hit that like button. Thank you. John Rouse says, oh, Sean, prepare for a Great Depression. What happened?
The chat police got me. I'm sorry. You're right. J.M. Pearson is not Sioux Falls. It's Sioux City. It's Sioux Falls, not Sioux City. You were correct. I'm sorry.
Steve Rupert, good morning, Big O. Just watched the Mike and Mike interview. How can Poupart not have heard what Mike said about Tua, that the interview was great on how Mike worked the magic with his staff? Well, but you heard Poupart. He was kind of like, he half-assed that interview. He kind of, you know, made it sound like everything there was already said, which I don't believe it was, but whatever, you know. You know, Poupart's still kind of in denial with the whole Tua thing. Samuel Rosa is in. Clemente, Uber Beaner, to a time. Life is good, Big O. I'm not being indicted. Pablo says, how about this U of M and FAU basketball teams? Yes, sir. Mike Honcho is in. Sadowski is in. Gruyong is in. Eddie Lepp is in. John Padilla, Jesus Mendez, King Short, Kyle Cockrell, J-Town, Terry Lynch. The orange man is not happy today. No, he's not. Eddie Lepp says, yes, we got to cherish this. I was living in Northern Virginia, just a couple of miles from George Mason, when Larrañaga took them to the Final Four. That was a blast, but they weren't my Canes. I'm psyched. That's right. Jamsville is in. He's stoked for tomorrow. Rosa is in. What do you got for me?
John Reese sends out a tweet.
Oh, look out.
Guys, I leave in a while, and I'm taking my lucky shoes. All cleaned up, by the way. And I have surprise for, he's taking a fan. At, he tagged him, at Daniel Kane 1970. He says, DBC, I will personally, not Life Wallet, pay for your trip to the Final Four for today through all games since UM is winning, courtesy of Johnny Ruiz, Alex Ruiz, and I. Danny, someone on my behalf will contact you shortly.
You know, I don't understand the – I get it if you're a Gators fan and you're a Seminole fan, even though he actually has athletes that he gives NIL deals to those schools too, by the way. But I don't understand the negativity towards John Ruiz. Guy's using his money to help people. More than you and I would do, probably. Okay? So, you know, more power to him, dude. God bless him, bro. Look, that Canes fan. He's treating that Canes fan to a Final Four, the trip. That's an experience of a lifetime that guy will never get. He could have never had if it wasn't for John Ruiz.
He took another one to the Elite Eight also.
That's right. Yeah. And all these kids that he's, you know, giving them NIL deals, and whether Life Wallet really benefits or not or whatever, who gives a crap? He's doing a lot of good with the money, bro. He's helping people that need the help. You know, I just have a hard time, like, picking on something like that. You know what I mean? So...
It's because he's just not quiet. He's not.
Yeah,
he's not
it's what it is.
Just shut up and give us the money.
The bravado. You know? And he goes after people and all that. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. There's no doubt. But it's just like, all I ever see is the guys, like, giving to people. Yeah. All the time. That's all I ever see. I don't see him taking anything from anybody. I see him giving to people all the time.
Takes crap from everybody.
He does take a lot of crap from people, but it's just, it's the weirdest dynamic. You know what I'm saying? It's just so odd, but God bless him, bro. There's a lot of those kids that are going to school. You know, any of you that went to college, how many of your friends didn't have any money, bro? Yeah. And you're scrounging to a couple bucks to get a pizza, you know? Yeah, man. God bless him that he's at least helping people out.
The fact that some tried to, you know, curtail the run of the Canes to just being NIL money.
Yeah. No.
Like, come on, man. Really?
Whatever.
The money's not playing on the court. Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you.
The big schools were dropping off duffel bags of money for
Yeah, because none of those other decades. Schools have NIL deals,
no,
I'm sure,
no,
man.
No, and then for decades, they didn't have those secret NIL deals.
Yeah, and it just shows maybe how good Ruiz is on the ROI. He got the better return on his investment, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, yeah. Outside of the UM corner, everything else has kind of paid off. Let's see. It's Steven Gonzalez. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. I hope you had fun at the fair yesterday. King Short is in. Jules says, I hate the pettiness of this Trump indictment. If they can't bring something with real substance, then leave it alone. Jules, this is only an appetizer. Real substance comes when they do the whole thing of inciting the riot, the insurrection, when they come with rigging the election and all the phone calls that they have recorded and the obvious evidence. So Jules, calm down. this is nothing. This is just a little appetizer. But you go ahead and overreact, because in the end, the real indictments are coming and the real charges are coming. This is nothing. Okay? The Stormy stuff is nothing. It's minor league. But it's good to put him through hell, because he deserves to be put through hell. So, there you go. And those of you out there, don't embarrass yourself trying to defend that guy. Jesus. Let's see. J.M. Pearson is in. Zach Morgan. Guillermo Arouse. Chris Wilson Fishing. Nyborg. Milton in. You think they take Gibbs if he's there at 51? I don't know, man. We'll see. I don't know who else is available. Hey, at least today they're calling from Miami. Let's see. I'll be watching WrestleMania. Oh, no Final Four for me. Wow.
You got a tablet or a phone?
So two a time, then you're not a UM fan then. That's what it is, right? Because there's no way that you're a UM fan and you're not watching.
I'm having it on my tablet. I have the WrestleMania on the big TV.
But if you're not,
I'll still be watching the Final Four.
Yeah, but if you're not watching the Final Four, then you're not a University of Miami fan.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but you could be, because he's Tua time. Tua time
clearly is not a Canes fan.
He might be like you, or college basketball, just done with it.
No, but I watch you.
No, but I mean, you said you watch you win, but I mean, you were pretty much done.
Oh, I'm done with college basketball. It's mediocre, but I am into this tournament because of UM and the winning and all that.
And I think the NIL, like you said, it's thrown unknown into some of this stuff.
Everybody has a chance now. Yeah. That's the fun part about the tournament, that legitimately everybody has a chance. But I'll be watching UM, dude. God. So, no, Tua Time.
You're also not a wrestling fan.
Tua Time may not
even. Let's put on a motley.
Tua Time may not be a South Florida guy.
Let's put an Iron Maiden concert on at the same time. One that you haven't seen, and it's on Peacock, a live.
No, but I can record it. I'll watch it later. I got to listen to that, so I have to watch it later.
So you wouldn't. It's a one-time performance.
Your real question would be the way you need to phrase that question for me and put me in a real spot is, Iron Maiden is at the AAA. Oh, I'm sorry, Miami Dade Arena.
What is it now?
Miami Dade. It's not FTX anymore. It's not AAA. It went FTX. Now it's Miami Dade.
It's not that new one yet.
So Iron Maiden is at the Miami Dade Arena. So for a one-night performance, they're going to perform the first two albums in its entirety, only concert ever that they're ever going to do this. Do I attend that and leave the UM game?
All right.
And I tell you in a hell of a heartbeat, yes, I'm doing that. I'm recording the UM game and I'm coming back. I did that one year. I forgot what it was. It was UM playing Notre Dame, the football game. You remember the football game that was a really good game for UM? I went to a concert that night. And I remember tweeting out, and I'm headed to the concert, and some UM fan was pissed at me. He goes, "Oh, you're not a UM fan. You're going to a concert." And I go, "My brother, I can record the game and watch it after the concert. I can't record the concert. I have to go to the concert. I have no choice. It's live." I forgot what concert it was the same night as the Notre Dame game. By the way, somebody out there would be really good if you can actually figure out what concert was on the same day as the Notre Dame game. I'm trying to remember what concert it was. But whatever it was a pretty good concert or something that I wanted to attend, clearly. And I said, "I'll record the game and I'll watch it," you know? And it's like, whatever, bro, I'll watch it when I get home. And I watched it when I got home, and it was a great win, and it was fun and all that. But that's how you put me in an impossible position. If I have to go to the concert live, that's the whole thing right there. Dougie Fresh is in. Uber Beaner says, "Nope, this is a Banana Republic BS." King Short, Teflon Don, Alexis is in. Stetson O, Cena Victory Theory. That's what Alexa says. Oh, did you see the dude at the Dodgers game who tried to propose? Yes, I saw it to his girlfriend, and then the security tackled his ass. Yes. Yeah, that was, huh? No, it wasn't. It wasn't Pitbull or Enrique Iglesias. No. Really? Pitbull was that night?
It said November 11th, 2017. That was the night of the game.
Well, it's a rock concert. For sure it was a rock
concert. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find. Like,
it was definitely a rock concert. No, it's not. It wasn't U2, King Short. It wasn't U2. Guaranteed it wasn't. I wouldn't forget it was U2. You know, I want to say it was Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. I want to say it was that concert or Fleetwood Mac.
Do you remember where it was?
Fort Lauderdale. I went to Broward. Right. I remember. You know why I know I went to Broward? Because I drove by the stadium. Both ways, before the game and after the game, on my way to Broward. So I know it was in Broward, but I forgot what damn concert it was.
Hold on, I was looking in Miami, so.
I forgot what damn concert it was. But Dougie, I did see that guy get tackled on the field. Yeah. Hunter Butler says, I heard some high school kids were messing around Saturday night at the youth fair. Yeah, I think there were a couple of idiots, but they put a squash to that right away. Bang Brothers did not buy the rights, Nyborg. They wanted to, but they would refuse to sell it to them. Oh, heard your interview with Poupart. You are right. Not much to see in Montreal, even old Montreal. Went there last November, dead. Quebec City is nice. Need to stay at the Fairmont Le Chateau. The Fairlont Le Chateau. Okay. All right. We picked Montreal because the flights weren't going to be expensive. But, that's where we screwed up. We got to make sure we pick a city that has a little bit more life. Montreal is about food and bars. They kick ass in restaurants and bars, but there really isn't a ton to see. Kyle Cockrell says, it was the guy with two first names with a smiley face. What about Yoko playing at the AmVet or Tiny Tim at the fairgrounds? Tough choice. I'm going to go Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim is strong right there. Tackled is an understatement. That guy got decapitated. Yes, he did. They nailed his ass, bro. They nailed him. What was that lady supposed to do? Jump down onto the field and get bulldozed with him? Big O, you were at Pitbull. Oh, we have a little ways to go to hit 30K at BTC at midnight tonight, but I think it's just a matter of days. We have a little pump starting right now. I know. But we can hit 30,000 today easily, bro. By midnight tonight, it could happen. It's a possibility. Where are we at right now? Let's see. Let me get the update here, because last time it was 28,401. Let me see. Yeah, we're still in the same area. We're still in the 28,400 area. But, you know, once they busted the 29, now we'll see what happens here this weekend. But we'll find out, because I had that poll question. Will it hit 30,000 by midnight Friday? Let's hope so. Not a big metal guy, but that Power Trip concert is tempting. God, that Power Trip concert. If I had the money, I would go to that part, because remember, it's not just the tickets. You got to buy the plane ticket. You got to buy a hotel, you know, all that stuff, or an Airbnb or whatever. But it's a lot of money, and a car and all that, because you got to drive. So yeah, it's a bunch of cash. But God, that looks like a cool concert. Be one of the last times you'll see Ozzy, because the poor man, obviously health wise, is you know. What's it called? Struggling so much. Ready to go? All right, let's do it. All right, let's find out. Well, is he moving the goalpost, or has he finally figured out what the Heat are? It is time to get into our Acura Pembroke Pines Miami Heat and NBA report with the one and only Ira Move the Goalpost Winderman.
Heat fans, time for the best insight of your favorite team with insider Ira Winderman, exclusively on the Big O Radio Show. It's the Acura of Pembroke Pines, Miami Heat and NBA Report. Here's Ira Winderman.
All righty, there he is, locked and loaded, and probably hating to do this spot by now. So, you know, it took you practically a year to figure out that the Nets really weren't going to be a threat. So where are you at right now with the Miami Heat that we, you know, we keep trying to, you know, explain to you that there's nothing here. There's nothing to see here. So you tell me, have you figured it out yet?
I have figured it out. It's clear to me now when you look at the Heat, they have won 3 NBA championships. They at times have had the worst record in the league. They've done both ends of the spectrum. And Pat Riley clearly said to Andy Ellisberg and Eric Spoelstra, you know, we've never tried this play-in tournament. And maybe if you're the toughest-minded, hardest-working team in the NBA, we need to play a few extra games before the playoffs. So instead of just going to a hotel for a week or a vacation, let's try this play-in thing. Spo, make it happen. You know what, Big O? The Miami Heat are right on target.
Yes, they are. They are. They're definitely accomplishing their goals.
This is welcome to the play-in. Here's the thing, Big O, and I will be speaking to you throughout our Accurate Pembroke Pines report and our RedRecover.com Inside the Paint show. They might have to go on the road in the play-in. That they not only have pushed the bar to a level no one expected, but right now Toronto has the tiebreaker on them, is within reach of getting to number 7, and it would just be crazy for the Heat to finish their season Sunday, April 9th against the Magic, and boom, have to fly up to Toronto, where they've not had great success. And what irony that the team that offloaded Kyle Lowry could be the team that offloads the Heat season. So, yeah, these are tenuous times. No one saw this coming. I know you could say you thought the Heat might have a down year, but the way they have careened after the All-Star break. I mean, let's face it.
Not this bad. I didn't think they were going to be this bad, by the way. I never thought they were going to be this bad, Ira. Never thought they would be this bad.
I'm saying, you, who have come on and tormented me twice a week on an Accurate Pembroke Pines report, didn't see this coming. And again, it's bad by their standard.
Right. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. In Washington, you're super happy. In Orlando, you're super happy. You know, I get it. There's no doubt.
The Panthers are super happy.
Right.
They're number 8.
They're super
happy if they have a winning record based on their season.
Right.
The Marlins will have we're over 500 parade if they reach that. So it's all relative to who you are
right.
and to what you are.
Right.
You know, and the Canes football team would have celebrated a 500 season. It all depends where you are and what the expectations are. And if you roll out a team with Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, and some players who had proven themselves, and you have this kind of season, this season, I'm writing my Sunday column. I spoke to you about this. It's going to be on the Sun Sentinel Sunday online tomorrow. Is this the most disappointing / frustrating Heat season ever? And I say yes.
Yeah, it's one of them. I mean, the season where all the injuries and they ended up with the 15 wins and nothing went right. And
you saw that coming.
I know, but it was just a bad year. God, it was just...
There was a certain point that year when you were playing Kasim Powell and Stephon Lazme and Chris Quinn was your starting point guard where you realized that's where it was headed. You could see that coming at the start of the season. The season after they won the championship, Big O, 2006-07. By December, Antoine Walker and James Posey were kicked off the team for conditioning. By January, Pat Riley left the team for a hip replacement, and poor Ron Rothstein had to coach the team. We've seen it earlier, but as far as frustration and disappointment, this has been a 6-month ride of frustration and disappointment.
All right, and again, I'm going to go with my theory on this, and it's all Spo. Spo fools you, bro. And, you know, the bubble, that team really wasn't that good, but at that moment, he got them to play like they could never play. The journeymen... He got him to 31-10 that second half, and we all were suckers thinking, oh, we'll bring him back next year and Spo can do it again. No, bro, that's a miracle workers once. Last year, you were one shot away from advancing big time. You really weren't that good. And I think that's what's been going on over several years now, that I don't think they're really building any great teams out there. They're not really handing him great talent overall. It's just he does great work at times, and he's able to maximize things and get the most out of them. But in the end, you're not putting up enough stars on this team. That and we talk about a standard that the Heat used to have. Well, that's something that they're not living up to anymore. They're trying to unearth coal and create them into diamonds. And before, they just used to go pluck the diamonds. Let's go get Dan Majerle. Let's go get Anthony Mason. Let's go get Eddie Jones. Let's go get Alonzo Mourning. Let's go get Tim Hardaway. Let's go get, you know, LeBron James and Chris Bosh and Ray Allen and Shane Battier. Let's just go grab the diamonds. And, you know, this whole thing of trying to get cute of, okay, here's our Sioux Fall coal that we're trying to make into a diamond, and you have failed every single time. Nobody's turned into a diamond. They've turned into serviceable players, role players, things like that. This is what needs to change. And to me, what I've said before, what you had to do when the journeyman at that time, I said, what you need to do from here on out is, you know, you have the best chef in the NBA. So, dude, you can't get your star this year? Fine. Load your team up with a bunch of one-year guys. Spo will get the max out of them anyway. And then next year, if you can't get your star, you bring in another one-year player and you keep your money liquid until you can get your stars, until you can bring me Dan Majerle, until you can give me Shane Battier, until you can give me James Posey. If you can't give me the players that you've had in the past that can produce titles, then what the hell are we doing now? And that's, to me, what needs to change for them, their philosophy of how they've been building teams lately and cutting corners. I think that's what needs to change drastically. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with your premise, and I think you almost made my point for me by this. You mentioned all the players that when the Heat had a chance to take a bite out of the apple for big money, for Zoe, for the big three when they did that and that, they made the right choices. So I'm going to posit this to you, Orlando Alzagari, because Jimmy Butler's been pretty good. Bam Adebayo's on the rise. Tyler Hero's on the rise. This, to me, does not come down to all the journeymen. This comes down to...
Whoa. Bam is not on the rise. Bam is not on the rise. And Tyler is not. Okay, but go ahead.
This comes down to me to the one singular move they went in 2021 when they again had a pile of money that they pushed to the table and did spend, and they failed with Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
And Orlando Alzagari, if they would have made the right move with that $30 million, and there were plenty to be out there to made, this would be a completely different story. So as much as you could talk about the ancillary guys not upward playing, being asked to do too much, this is a stars league. Only five players play at a time. There's no other sport where a single player outside of individual sports like tennis and golf can make that much of a change. The Kyle Lowry signing and that move that year is the move that made this whole thing go sideways, because he wasn't an all-star. He wasn't good enough. He wasn't healthy enough. He wasn't young enough. They got sold. Look, here's the beauty of it. You go to Acura Pembroke Pines on usually on Fridays.
We're here.
They're selling you a quality vehicle and being upfront about what they have. If you want a quality pre-owned car, they give you the full inspection checklist. Jimmy Butler, the car salesman, who I would never buy a car from, goes into Pat Riley and Mickey Harris and said, I got a late model 2021 for you here. Now, this guy can do it all. This is top of the line. We're talking real leather. And they bring in Kyle Lowry. Big O, that's where it went sideways. Yes, last year they got to the end, but remember, it was Gabe Vincent in the playoffs playing for Kyle Lowry when Kyle Lowry was hurt.
Yeah.
So if you're asking me, I understand your premise, relying too much on ancillary guys and maybe not spending into the tax. That's a fine way to go. That's choice A. But I am telling you, if you go back and undo the Kyle Lowry deal and save that lump of money for something more like you mentioned, the Alonzo Mournings, the Tim Hardaways, the Eddie Jones, of course, the Boshes and the LeBrons, everything changes. To me, that's where you trace this all back to.
No, I totally understand that. But that's kind of part of my whole point is that you used to go get the stars and you're not getting the stars.
They didn't. And so instead of his $30 million paying off, they had to try six other guys who were making a fifth of that and saying, okay, you do this instead. They can't. They're not that good. God bless Gabe Vincent. I do believe this. Gabe Vincent every night goes out and gives the best version
for sure.
Of his Gabe Vincent self.
They play hard.
But his Gabe Vincent self, Gabe would probably admit this privately, is not an all-star self. Oh. He's at a different level. No. That's been the problem. So for as much as Jimmy Butler is having a career season, as much as where we don't know where this is happening down the road, everyone knows that Kyle is Jimmy's guy. Usually when you bring in your guy, it works. And I'll give you the example, Big O, of when it doesn't. LeBron James had a guy. His guy's name is Russell Westbrook. He brought Russell Westbrook in and crippled the depth of the team. Now the Lakers have depth again. Now they don't have Russell Westbrook. Now they might win the Western Conference Championship because they got rid of that. The Heat at the trade deadline couldn't get rid of Kyle Lowry. To me, it's very parallel right there. You let your player serve as GM, and your player failed you as GM.
Yeah, yeah, but they have, but they have two, they have two stars outside of Westbrook, which Miami does not have. You know what I'm saying? Even though Street Clothes does get injured a lot, he does have the talent. And as for Bam actually tabled off this year. He did not improve.
After the All-Star break, you're 100% right, Orlando Gary.
I'm sorry, then that it's incomplete. Yeah.
8-10 record, you're absolutely right. And here's my problem with this Heat team. And when you come to Bradley's postseason press conference, you can ask the questions. But here's two things that happened and I wonder about. Was Bam Adebayo's ultimate goal to be an All-Star? And was it sort of mission accomplished in February? Was Tyler Hero's ultimate goal to be a starter? And was it mission accomplished in October? In other words, were enough of the prime Heat goals this season on winning a championship? I don't want to call them agendas. That sort of goes against the players. It might not be fair. But I think Bam wanted to prove his All-Star stuff, and by golly, I did it. I think Tyler Hero wanted to show he could be an NBA starting-level guard, and by golly, he did it. But that shouldn't have been the end-game goals.
Yeah,
the
old it's not enough.
Who was pushed through of the games he played, 95% at his best self has been Jimmy Butler, and he's carrying everyone else.
Yeah.
So when he has an off game like in New York, which at times is going to happen, all of a sudden you realize, wow, the Knicks have better depth. They have guys like Quickley. They have guys like Josh Hart. They have guys who are coming off the bench, Hartenstein, and players like that who are getting it done. There's no there for the Heat this year. The depth has disappeared.
So why are all the numbers across the board down with the Heat?
And again, I don't want to say it goes to coaching. I know you're high on Spo. I think they tried to do too much. I think Tyler Hero in the starting lineup, he's a better sixth man. I think Caleb Martin, and then you pull him out and Kevin Love goes in. That's been a disaster.
Yeah.
A matter of fact, Eric Spoelstra is a very good guy, respected by the players in the locker room, because he won't do them dirty publicly. He won't put their face in it. You've seen the postgame press conference.
Of course.
When you want him to rail, he doesn't. What he needs to do tomorrow at home against the Dallas Mavericks is bench Kevin Love and start Caleb Martin. That's the move that needs to be made, because Big O, they were a better team when that happened. Maybe it's time also to start Kyle Lowry and to see what you have. But Eric Spoelstra doesn't want to do dirty to Kevin Love. So instead, the other night, he plays him only 14 minutes, basically a nominal role, so at least he's not, quote, demoting him. Get over the whole personality thing. Get your team to his best self now. You have 5 days to make it right. Unfortunately, not before the playoffs, but before the play-in.
Tonight, they take on the Dynamic Duds. I mean,
tomorrow, the Dallas Mavericks in the worst scheduled game of the NBA season. The NBA has only two games tomorrow night. One of them is Heat Mavericks because NBA TV needs programming. The fact that the Miami Heat have not moved that game to serve our market. I see, Big O, you see it all the time. You talk about Sean about this. You see it on the wire. The Eagles will move a game up because the Phillies are in the World Series or there's another big game in town. The Dallas Cowboys are constantly moving their games to accommodate other things. I think it's a goddamn shame that UM and FAU are making South Florida the center of college basketball this weekend, and smack in the middle of it is a Heat game that's important to them that could be played earlier, because the Mavericks have not played since Wednesday. The Heat have not played since Wednesday. Instead, you're going to have the Desperation Bowl there at whatever you call it, arena, when everyone else, probably including me, is watching college basketball.
I mean, yeah, I think everybody will be watching, you know, UM overall. Unless you're a Heat fan that's not a UM fan, then I guess you won't care.
Even if that's the case, Big O, before the Heat game and running concurrent with it, the FAU, everyone loves Cinderella.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the Loyola of Chicago stories, the team that get to the Final Four.
For sure.
That game is going to be watched by the non-sports fan. because Cinderella is the ultimate sports story. So it's a hell of a college day. It's just a shame the Heat get in the way, and you're right. You talk about two teams heading south right now. With Doncic and Kyrie Irving and cratering out of the playoffs, look, there's two things Heat fans love. They love to be in the playoffs and win, and they love to watch Mark Cuban struggle. And right now, it's like Mark Cuban made the wrong buy on Shark Tank, the way that team is playing. And you know what, Big O? The way the Heat are playing, the Mavericks still can beat the Heat.
Yeah, no, I'm terrified of that. But yes, I'm well aware that they could actually lose tomorrow to the Dynamic Duds, and that would just be, you know,
another crushing blow.
Typical of the Heat. The commissioner, outside of Donald Sterling, you know, and obviously got a lot of praise for handling that. But you look at where this league is going now with this whole, you know, load management crap, and it's kind of really hurting the sport. What's he going to do about this, dude? What's he going to do about this? Because this is not a... this is not good for the NBA. This is a terrible, terrible look for the NBA that you just don't give a shit about your fans, and you're just going to let players take off 10, 15, 20 games, and you're paying them for a full season, and yet they're not playing for full seasons anymore.
Hell, we saw it last night. We saw a tired Milwaukee team on the second night of a back-to-back featured on national TV get blown out by the Celtics. Next game, Denver Nuggets come out. Nikola Jokic, the probable or 50-50 MVP candidate, doesn't play for Denver. That's your national TV fare. In a week, you're competing with the NCAA. I agree. There's only one way to do it, and that's to alter the schedule. And so, Big O, you know about this. Money talks more than anything. The NBA has a deadline of today on its new collective bargaining agreement, or else they could step away from it. No one's stepping back on the money. No player who wants to play 20% fewer games is saying, I want 20% less salary. That's the only way to salvage this. There are too many. Tomorrow's a perfect example. There don't need to be any NBA games tomorrow, except they have to make the schedule work so the Heat are scheduled against Dallas so that they can be ready to close their season. They need to shorten the schedule. It is just way too much. And if they shorten the schedule, there should be some factor in there, whether it's, I don't want to say full pay or not, or award voting or something like that, where you cut back on the incentives to the players. You need to incentivize the players to play while also keeping them healthy. There'll always be meaningless games along the way. We have to accept it, but we can see those coming at the end of the season. Yeah, I think that's responsibility number one. But you know what? In a weak union league like the NFL, you get hurt and they cut your ass. They don't care.
Yeah.
In a strong union league like MLB, they get everything they want. The NBA's in the middle of that when it comes to the player control. It really comes down to the union. And the union's going to say, we're not putting players who are hurt out there. And you know the old Pat Riley maximum. Everyone says, don't play when you're injured. We get it. But play when you're hurt. Yeah. There's a difference. Push through that. You and I push through. You push through colds. You show up to work. We all have days we don't feel like going. Everyone out there listening has days they don't feel like going to work. But you, the car salesman at Acura Pembroke Pines, you push through because we all have a job to do. The NBA, it's a bad look, and I agree with you on that.
They got to change that, man. That's it's just weak to do that. It's not respectful to your
it's
fans and
of the product. In the NFL, when a guy doesn't play on Sundays because he's damn hurt,
yes,
and can't get out there because he wants to be out there, there's not the same mindset in the NBA. But that's because the playoffs are so prioritized that we have to be healthy for April and May. And you're right. You do have to be healthy for April and May. There needs to be more incentive. Look, you follow soccer, Premier League around the world. There's no playoffs. Every game matters. Players don't load manage there.
They don't load manage in hockey, baby.
Well, in hockey, there's just a different culture. But also, you know what?
It's not a different culture. They got balls. They got character. They play hard for their teammates. These guys are pampered little bitches in the NBA. That's what they are. You know, what's funny? I would love for all these guys to turn to their moms, because all of our moms, pretty much, most of our moms, balance the house, balance the kids, balance the job, and you're going to tell that woman about load management? I mean, get the hell out of here, dude. I mean, come on, bro. This is ridiculous. NBA players have a couple of months off every season. They have their NBA All-Star break. They have days in between during the week. They've got plenty of time. Don't go out to the club, dude. You know, take care of your body if that's what it is. But don't give me this shit about load management. Get out of here, man. When all the guys before you weren't complaining about load management, and Michael Jordan's out in a casino till 2 in the morning, and then the next day he's putting 45 on your head, and I'm watching hockey players play, and I'm watching mothers all over our world carry their homes and their families and careers, and they don't have any load management ever. You know when the rest of us load management? When we freaking die. That's when load management takes over for the rest of us. These guys are
like I was trying to say, but pampered. Hockey is different. Hockey has the weaker union also. In hockey, you can be cut during a contract at a percentage of your money. It's just the different setup. So it's not Adam Silver, Big O, who has to get on board. It's the union who has to get on board with him. The players have to be complicit in that. But you know what? If you can get paid for not going to work, if you can be Jimmy Butler in Toronto and still make $400,000 for not working, the system is there. So this is not only on the league. This is on the players. Hockey players, warriors. You're right. Football players forced into it, take injections. That's the difference.
So what you're saying is Joe Biden pays the NBA players. Oh, I got you.
I'm not going there. So again, the political hour follows the accurate Pembroke Pines report. What I'm saying is it's the different cultures. Baseball players, Justin Verlander doesn't even start the season. My shoulder hurts. I'm not playing. It's the different cultures in the different sports.
Yeah, I get it. America, we have plenty of Americans that were lazy pulling money from the government. So I guess NBA players figured they do it. We're going to do it too. I got you. All right, follow him on Twitter at Ira Heapy. Catch his exceptional work there at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And, of course, watch him get berated here twice a week in the Acura Pembroke Pines, Miami Heat, and NBA report. Well, not the three because, you know, Kurt takes it easy on you. I don't.
You come in 5 minutes early and set the tone for the show. So we're looking forward to all three appearances next week. Yeah. We'll have a better sense of this team, I hope, after the Dallas game. But
we'll
I probably
have a better sense.
No better.
Okay. All right, Ira. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Monday.
We'll catch you on
Thanks,
Monday. Be good. That is Ira Winderman. We'll have a better sense after this weekend on the Miami Heat and the freeloaders name NBA players.
You've been listening to the Acura of Pembroke Pines, Miami Heat, and NBA report with Ira Winderman. When you're looking for award-winning service and great deals from the number one volume Acura sales dealership in the Southeast United States, you go to Craig's Inn Acura of Pembroke Pines at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
I tell you, what a lazy bunch of bums, NBA players in general. Lazy bunch of bums. They are an embarrassment to sports. Okay, they're an embarrassment to mankind. They're an embarrassment to every mother on the face of this earth. Okay? They work way harder than any NBA player ever will. They work longer. They handle way more than any NBA player ever will. Embarrassing. Do any of these NBA players have the guts to walk up to their moms and say, oh no, I had to take the night off, I'm a little tired, load management? I mean, the NBA, really, seriously, disgraceful. Okay, really disgraceful, disrespectful. And why you would pay for a ticket and why you would pay for season tickets. I mean, you're a stupid consumer. Seriously. I mean, it's just you're a dumb consumer if you're paying for season tickets. How can you pay for something that people don't play? How can you pay for a game when they're not showing up 15, 20 times a year? No, dude. They're not giving you a 20% break, are they? Is the Heat giving you? Is the Mavs giving you? Are the Knicks giving you 20% off their ticket prices? I don't know. The Lakers, you know, hell, with street clothes, they should give you like half off your tickets in L.A. Anthony Davis doesn't play half the time. And by the way, LeBron misses a third of a season nowadays, too. LeBron James has become a sack of injuries also the last couple of years. By the way, give me the total games for LeBron the last couple of years. That's why you'll never be Michael Jordan, my man. Not just because of the championships, not just because of the MVPs, not because he was perfect in championships, not because he's the best player ever. It's because he didn't believe in load management. No excuses, no pointing fingers, no nothing. Michael, just cut your heart out. Seriously, the NBA is an absolute joke. It is the most disrespectful league in all of pro sports. I've never seen a more group of disgraceful and weak players than in the NBA with your little load management crap.
In 2017-2018, he played 82 games.
That was the last time?
Since then, he hasn't played. In 2019-20, he played 67. Other than that, it's 55, 45, 56, 49.
What? Woo. Sack of injuries, LeBron James. By the way, they're both street clothes. Charles Barkley should be calling LeBron James street clothes also. The great part-time player, LeBron James. Big O, do you think it's Adam Silver's fault? I think it's the whole culture. It's what it is. It's our entire society, bro. I just talked about it now. How many people did not work on purpose to just collect from the government? Took money during the Trump era and during the Biden era. Right? Because we're like chasing all kinds of people during the Trump era. There were billions and billions of dollars that were given out, and now we're going after people for all kinds of fraudulent things. And same thing happened with Biden. We have a lazy society. This is a lazy ass society. And they, you know, I can't work too much or whatever, you know. It's sad. So the NBA reflects what we have going on in our society. Just ask any business owner and they'll tell you how hard it is to find good employees. How impossible it is to find good employees. And the few that they have, oh my God, do they hang on to them nowadays? Ask them. Ask them what it's like to deal with millennials and Generation Zs. Ask them. We have a disease in this country, a lazy disease in this country. And NBA players are part of that lazy disease. Because that load management stuff is just weakness. That's all it is, weakness. And that's the problem in our society. We have given in too much to weakness on all levels. And that's why we're at. That's what's going on. We can't handle words. We can't handle tough situations. We can't handle too much work. We fold under pressure. Our society is headed in. We're already there. I'm sorry. We're already there. I mean, think about it. We got a guy that we voted in and completely lied about who he is, and we haven't done anything about it. Just leave it there. It's funny, you know? It's hilarious. We're a joke of a society, man. John Santos says, I have three jobs and I'm thinking about getting a fourth job. That's why the unemployment rate is low. It ain't because Biden's doing this incredible job. It's because a bunch of us have to work two and three jobs, just like John Santos. That's why the unemployment rate is so low. So I say, oh, the job market is strong. Yeah, it's strong because it's so expensive to live. You got to work so much to survive. Oh, they got bobbleheads? Pre-sale. Wow.
They also have Miami as well.
Holy shit, $70?
For the set of two. They're $40 a piece.
Okay. Well, what's a piece? Why? What's the difference between one or the other?
Owlsy and Hootsy, Hootie.
Oh, I didn't I didn't know they had two owls. Well, excuse me.
I just found out.
Okay. Had no idea they had Owlsy and Hootsy. Okay. I love it. I'll pay for Mel and Emilio to fly out to a neutral site for a good old-fashioned helmet and gloves. I guess you guys got some argument going on there. Let's see. Finally watch the Mike McDaniel interview. Great interview. Once you get past Mike Silver's whistling nostrils.
Yeah, I think there's a war in the chat between Mel Piper and Samuel.
Okay. Big old LeBron is in year 20. Durant, point guard, Kawhi are made of glass, but they are not on the Lakers. No, I know, but it's like 4 or 5 years now of him, you know, playing half a season. He just read it, bro. It's like, you know, it's bad. Big O, this is my first time using Bitcoin to donate. Can you confirm, please? Whoa, Steven Gonzalez, you made a Bitcoin donation? That is strong, sir. On Cash App or Venmo? Let's see. Let's see what you got. I haven't gotten anything yet. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened, because sometimes maybe it's a little delayed there. But I don't see anything so far on it. But wow, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Whenever I do get it. Let me see.
I just saw the tackle.
Oh, it says you sent it. I got a heads up on it, my friend. Let me see. It just hasn't like shown up on the app, but I got a text on it. So maybe it'll delay on the app a little bit here. Thank you, Steven. Very kind of you, man. Thank you for sending in a Bitcoin donation. You know, that's what makes me the happiest is a Bitcoin donation. What happened?
That might've been targeting.
What happened?
On the tackle of the Dodger Stadium.
Oh yeah.
I think he lowered his head.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
I'm watching this again here. I'm going to slow it down.
Did the guy get whiplash is what I want to know from that hit.
He's got a concussion. He's definitely day-to-day right now. He's day-to-day. But the guy doing the tackle, let me double-check here. Yes, he lowers his head. Targeting.
Nice.
Targeting.
So he's nice. Out. He won't be at the game tonight.
Nice. I got the Bitcoin, my brother. Thank you, Steven. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Got the Bitcoin. Boy, you got it. Steven, you're getting good at this. But make sure you have your own Bitcoin, too, for down the line, bro. Because we're going to need it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Very nice of you, man. Very nice. Thank you, sir. All right, let's get to hour number two. Manny Navarro is ready to go, right? I think I heard the pop in there. All right, with our Canes Wear Miami Hurricanes report.